Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember the first couple chapters, some say I'm a Paul, some of I'm Apollos. Well, I'm of Christ. They're having the church, and there was divisions. He said, there's divisions among you. Well, this is another problem they had in chapter number 8. So the more mature believers would eat that good steak that came from that was offered to the idols. We looked about this last week in our Bible study. And the priest, any leftover of the meat that was offered to the idol, the priest would take it to the marketplace. And they could sell it there, and it's like going to Publix at the time, and you just buy your meat from the meat market to take it home with you. Well, the weak believers, they could not literally stomach the idea that, man, we cannot eat that meat that was offered to idols. While the mature believers said there's nothing wrong with it, and that's what Paul's talking about. You have that knowledge, these strong believers, the mature believers, that you know that the meat's nothing, the idols are nothing. We looked at that in a few previous verses. But man, was it a struggle with them weaker believers. They just couldn't get over the fact that this meat was offered to idols. So Paul, what do we do? There's a problem. So he answers this question now in verse number 7. Let's finish this out. Howbeit, there is not that in every man that knowledge. Again, going back, that knowing that meat, it's just a piece of meat. It means nothing. That the idols, there's nothing in the idols. Remember, we looked at this last week. He talked about there's many gods, many idols, but there's really but one God. Remember, we looked at that last week. I think I mentioned last week the Hindus, the ones in India, they have over 300 million gods just in Hinduism. So even today, in today's world, there's millions and millions and hundreds of millions of gods. But we know there's only one God, God the Father. And these mature believers knew that. The weaker believers, remember, they were saved out of this. They used to go to the idol temples and worship and eat that meat. That was a real problem. Paul is pointing to the fact that not all believers possess the knowledge necessary to understand that a believer could eat that meat, that it had been offered to idols. Not all Corinthian believers had grown to that point of spiritual maturity. And he wanted those believers who were mature to understand that. Remember, we introduced the idea last week in the Bible study. Always, always, when you have difficulties, it should be love over knowledge. The old saying, love conquers all. Love covers a multitude of sins. That applies in this. Okay, we know, but yet this love ought to be the motivating factor, not your knowledge, okay? For some with a conscience of the idol unto this hour, eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. In other words, these weak believers, and I use that term because that's the term Paul uses, they haven't matured in Christ. They cannot get past the point that this meat was an offering, a sacrifice to idols. They couldn't get past that. As hard as they tried, that was still stuck in their craw, so to speak. They couldn't get over that fact, okay? And their conscience being weak, it hasn't grown, it's defiled. Conscience is defined as this, the definition of a conscience. The soul as distinguishing between what is morally good and what's bad, prompting to do the good and shun the bad. Your conscience is what decides within your mind what's good and what's bad. Within every man, God has given them a conscience. Whether you're saved or unsaved, you have a conscience, whether it's morally good or morally bad. Us as believers, our conscience is guided by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. But still, even unbelievers, aren't you glad they have a conscience? If not, everybody would be killing each other. Well, I can't kill that person because it's morally wrong. It's morally wrong to steal. So even unbelievers have a conscience. They know that's wrong and that's right. That's what a conscience is. And it prompts them to hopefully to do the good and shun the bad. That's the purpose of a conscience. Okay. Now, why is their conscience weak? That's the question. These believers, they haven't grown to maturity. Why is their conscience weak? It's not because their conscience does not work. It does work. The problem is it overworks. I tell people all the time, I'm not going to say it because I'll get in trouble. I tell them, you're overthinking this. You ever hear that? Sometimes we overthink it. That's what these weak believers do. They were overthinking this. And it wasn't that their conscience didn't work. Indeed, it did work. In fact, it overworked and it was wrongly informed. They didn't have the proper information, okay? The word defiled means to pollute, to stain, to contaminate. The defilement did not come through the meat. Remember, he'd already laid the principle, there's nothing wrong with that meat. So the defilement didn't come through eating the meat. For eating the meat offered an owl could not defile. Matter of fact, I have let me read this real quick. I have it marked. Jesus spoke to this. Did I find it? Mark chapter 7. Pardon me. These are new pages. Okay, here we go. Yeah, new Bible. Verse number 14. And when he called, speaking of Jesus, called all the people unto him, he said, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man. Are you? Okay. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him that can defile him. This is Jesus speaking. Nothing without can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile him. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. He said to them, are you without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever things from without enters the man, it cannot defile him, even meat from an idol? It cannot defile you, because it entereth not into his heart, but into his belly, and it goeth out into the draught, purging all the meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that's what defiles the man, all which goes in. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceeds evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So you see the principle. Paul's just reiterating that about it's not the meat that defiles, because Jesus said nothing that from without defiles the man. It's what's within that contaminates the man. Okay. And because of his conscience, he feels guilty. You ever heard of a guilty conscience? He could not eat that meat, this weak believer, without having a guilty conscience. Is it good to have a guilty conscience? Yes. Amen. That's the purpose of our conscience. But they were overworking that conscience. They were overthinking that, and they were not informed properly, because Jesus spoke earlier, that which enters a man cannot defile a man. It's what's within and which proceedeth out of a man. Verse number 8, Paul explains it a little bit better. But meat commendeth us not to God. In other words, let me finish that verse. For neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. It's kind of a self-explanatory verse here. The eating or the not eating does not affect our standing with Christ. You get the point. That's what he's trying to say. Whether you eat it or you don't eat it, it does not affect your standing with Christ. It does not make us any more spiritual because we eat it, or does it make it any less spiritual because we don't eat it either, or vice versa. He's trying to lay that foundation here.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday night to hear Wyatt Austin of the Inspirations, along with the Rogers family, at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's February 9th at 6 p.m. to hear Wyatt Austin of the Inspirations and the Rogers family at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.